The most politically attractive candidate in California right now may be a man who isn't running for office. Actor Arnold Schwarzenegger is the sponsor of an initiative on this week's ballot that could make after-school programs available at every public elementary and junior high school in the state. Schwarzenegger's initiative is widely seen as a dry run for a campaign for governor 4 years from now. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
There's no mistaking who's the prime mover behind Proposition 49. Log on to the website, for example. That's joinarnold.com. And there's Arnold Schwarzenegger lifting 2 school-aged children, one sitting in each of his massive arms. The website invites you to read about Arnold or watch video of Arnold or listen to audio of Arnold. And, of course, he's in Proposition 49's TV commercials.
The goal is to take kids off the streets after school and into a safe, supervised educational environment.
The Terminator-turned-kindergarten cop has won broad support for his initiative. Prop 49 is backed by labor unions, the Chamber of Commerce, law enforcement, Democrats, and Republicans. It's not without controversy, however. The after-school programs would cost about $500 million a year. That's $500 million that right now are being spent on lots of other government programs, including those that benefit children, says Barbara Inatsugu, the president of the California chapter of the League of Women Voters.
So whether there's enough money to fund other programs or not, this one would, by mandate, have to be set aside before the rest of the budget process is even undertaken. In fact, it could hurt children more than it could help them.
The budget argument isn't making much headway, however, probably because voters, pundits, and political junkies of all stripes would rather contemplate the prospect of a charismatic box office idol becoming the next leader of the nation's largest state. And no one's more intrigued with the idea than Republicans, such as political consultant Kevin Spillane.
Among insiders, there's a lot of interest in Schwarzenegger. Once again, he's a celebrity. He has name ID. He has an appealing persona. He has the ability to fund his own campaign. So people are interested. And the question is, what alternatives are there to Schwarzenegger?
For Republicans, not many. Right now, Democrats control the governor's office, both U.S. Senate seats, and both houses of the state legislature. In recent elections, Republicans have taken positions too far to the right to appeal to California's largely middle-of-the-road electorate. But Schwarzenegger, with his moderate views on social issues such as abortion and gun control, could change that, says Spillane. So could his current campaign for after-school programs.
Because it has a lot of appeal to women voters, to moderate and swing voters. And those are the constituencies that, frankly, Republicans in California have had a difficult time winning their vote.
For now, Schwarzenegger is focused only on Prop 49, says the initiative's campaign director, George Gorton. Previously, Gorton was chief political strategist for California's last Republican governor, Pete Wilson. And from what Gorton's seen on this campaign, he believes that Schwarzenegger would have no problem if he set his sights on the governor's office.
He's the single most competitive, hard-driven person I have ever met in my life, and he is articulate, brilliant, and he doesn't need a dry run. If he wants to run for governor, boy, he can do it right away, I guarantee you.
Which is why politically savvy Californians are predicting that 4 years from now, he'll be back. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.